Joy, the second fruit of the Spirit, from Galatians 5:22. It's a word used over 100 times in the Old and New Testament. But what is it? What is joy? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Ask most people and they will say that it's happiness. But a true Christian understanding of joy goes well beyond happiness. It's deeper. It's from within. And it isn't dependent on circumstances or good fortune. It's not a fleeting feeling that is here when things are good and leaves when things are in distress. Joy, true joy, is a gift. It is a gift from God to those who belong to Him. It is an abiding sense that God is in control, and no matter what happens, we have His promise of salvation and eternal life. Have you ever noticed that as your relationship with Jesus increases, so does your joy? God wants us to be joyful, and His joy is there for the asking. It is a gift that grows out of faith, gratitude, grace, and love, the delight in being alive. He not only wants us to be joyful, but to delight in the joy of others as well. There's an old adage that the Dominican sisters would share with me. They would spell the word joy, J-O-Y, and then would offer J, Jesus, O, others, Y, yourself. In that order, they would say, if you want to be joyful, put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. As an adult, I have learned that this is the formula for servant leadership. Bringing joy to others fuels our joy as well. As we serve others, God will always keep our joy tank on full. It is His gift to us. You want some joy? Ask for it. Pray for it. Strengthen your relationship with Jesus. Read Scripture and serve others. And the second fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy, so that Jesus' joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Be joyful, my friend. It's a gift from God for each of us. This is Tony Agnese.